There's a certain term which is going viral. Many of you probably first heard about it here. I didn't coin it, but I certainly did my best to popularize it. Black fatigue, the deep mental exhaustion from being forced to care about black people and their actions 24/7. And it's going viral, but not by the people who you would expect to be talking about it. Many white people have been experiencing it for, well, decades. Others for the last 5 years or so since the 2020 Black Lives Matter insurrection. But many black people are also experiencing it because, well, tell us, Chris Rock.
Everything white people don't like about black people really don't like about black people.
Obviously, he's talking about a subset of the black community, but you're not supposed to use certain terminology to describe that kind of behavior. But many in the black community are also experiencing black fatigue because of them.
There's an interesting phrase going around these days. It's called black fatigue. When I heard that shit, I started laughing because I've been had black fatigue. The ghetto ratchet bull, all the random acts of violence. Black fatigue is some real shit. Especially with the Carmelo Anthony thing. That was some degenerate punk bullshit. I have black fatigue too, and so do the rest of the black people. And what it should be called is nigga fatigue.
I think we're all on the same page, sir. And stay tuned because there's plenty more to come in this video. But real quick, subscribe to my channel if you're new here because, well, obviously, you're not going to get authenticity from any other YouTube channel like this. If you search TikTok for black fatigue, you find a lot of black people expressing that they too are experiencing it. And we'll go through some of these. I'm assuming that some of them are very upset at the term and are going to just blame white people for that too. But listen to these people.
Black fatigue. This video might make you uncomfortable, but it needs to be made. There's a growing sentiment, most recently, of individuals who are proclaiming they do have black fatigue, and you don't have to be a non-black person to have black fatigue.
So there's this term that's going around called black fatigue, and what black fatigue is, you are tired of certain black behaviors in the black community that needs to be addressed. It is literally making you tired at this point. When it comes to black on black crime, upholding things that are not right in the black community, like baby mama culture and the rap culture that we have now, gang violence, all of these things that are horrible for the black community.
Just listening to a video, this is Dr. T, just listen to a video of a guy expressing the true sentiments of white people. White people are tired of this shit. White people are tired of hearing racism, oppression, oh God, they're racist against me. White people are tired of hearing black people's excuses of why they can't graduate high school, why they can't raise their kids. Black kids running all over the city, running all over the city, no parents. I know why, because the parents let them do this shit. I've worked with black parents for decades. They won't work with you. They won't cooperate. Their kids are, their lives are going down the tubes, and I can't get black parents to do anything, especially black mothers.
Black fatigue. A lot of y'all are going to get mad at me, but when are you not? What is black fatigue? People are tired of your People are tired of the black community. It is what it is. Even black people are tired of the black community. That should tell you something. But they just call us derogatory names just like they call white folks. People are tired of seeing the same shit over and over again. And if they say anything about it, it's racist. If they want something done about it, it's racist. If they want justice for a crime that was committed by the black community, racist. Like I said, you don't have to be white to experience this. Asian people, Hispanic people, white people, even black people experience black fatigue. Simply being tired of that.
Just in case nobody told you, let me tell you, this thing called black fatigue is real. Now, what is black fatigue? Just in case you were not aware, black fatigue occurs when people, including black people, get sick and tired of black people who always want to play the victim, always want to complain, always want to act a fool, don't want to be held accountable for anything. We just sick of.
These videos just go on and on and on. If you search for black fatigue, most of them black people talking about how they're experiencing black fatigue. Others made from black people complaining about the term and still just obviously are, well, part of the problem. But my new favorite black content creator is this woman, Carmen Jacee, who could be the next Candace Owens. Well, I guess as long as she doesn't criticize a certain group of people, because we know what happens to someone's career when they do that.
Until the black community is able to take some constructive criticism and accept hard truths, we're not going to progress as a community. And I'm really talking to black women because black women are at the forefront of the community. And hard truth coming, black women, you are raising criminals and you are raising hoes. And our community is in shambles. Because of what you're raising, because of the decisions that you are making, and the men that you're choosing to have these children with, okay?
But nobody has more black fatigue, perhaps, than good old Pastor James Manning. Remember him? He used to go viral during the Obama administration, railing against the, quote, long-legged Mac Daddy, as he used to call him. I can't play any of this clip because YouTube would consider it to be hate speech, but I did post it on my Locals page, and you can read the caption that I put. It is to get a little idea about his take on the situation. But since we are in the midst of a culture war, which largely is an information war, there is a battle of definitions. And just like some of the black people on TikTok don't understand the definition and have it completely backwards, so of course does Google. If you just Google black fatigue, meaning the AI overview, will say that it refers to the extreme exhaustion experienced by black individuals due to the cumulative stress of systemic racism and intergenerational trauma. I asked ChatGPT what is black fatigue, and it repeats the same cultural Marxist definition. It's a term that refers to the physical, mental, and emotional exhaustion experienced by black people due to repeated exposure to racism, discrimination, and systemic inequality, blah, 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 blah. And then I said, isn't it actually people tired of the bad behavior of troublesome black people in America, though? And it responds, no, that's a misunderstanding and a misrepresentation of what black fatigue means. Black fatigue is not about people being tired of black people. It's about black people being tired of racism. And sadly, even Grok, Elon Musk's ChatGPT that's supposed to not be woke, is woke. It parrots the same definition as Google's AI overview and ChatGPT. People are so tired of it that not only are they making memes to bring awareness and some levity to the situation, but they're also making some very interesting AI-generated songs, like this one from the YouTube channel Hard Archive. It's called I Feel Like Saying Something Bleepity Bleep Today. And since the thought police and even the cowardly conservatives think that people should be canceled if they dare utter the word in any context ever throughout their entire life, maybe it's time that CNN be canceled for producing this segment now 11 years ago, covering the history. Where did the N-word come from? Where they certainly don't bleep it. I'm not going to play it because I'll have to bleep it out. Otherwise, YouTube will take my video down because we all know about the double standards. But you can go watch this video for yourself and, well, have a good time. Locals in Rochester, Minnesota, where Shiloh Hendricks used a little word to describe the behavior of a little thief, are so upset still that they want her arrested.
This word has been used to hurt black people since the beginning of time.
Black people's feelings. Oh, no.
So I mean, it's 2025. We should stop that. It makes no sense.
You should stop your black fragility. We don't care.
Hate has no home here. These are the words that many in the community are chanting outside of Rochester City Hall, demanding justice.
Well, we are looking for the woman in question to be charged.
You need to charge Shiloh.
A viral video of...
Yeah, we know. Charge her with what? Exercising the First Amendment? Obviously, it isn't allowed on YouTube either, but it is on Locals, which is a private-only subscription blog, which you can join for $5 a month by clicking the link in the description below. It's a great way to sponsor my channel, sponsor my work, get access to the unbleeped, uncensored clips, some commentary that I don't post on any of the other big tech platforms. So head on over there, click the link in the description below, and check it out.